This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
He kicks and he delivers. Swing. There's a long drive to right field. Deep toward the grandstand. Tucker looking up. It is gone into the grandstand. Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber. 6-0 Red Sox. Can you believe it?
Ho, ho, ho. 3-0.
Back with us in the studio, the host of the Red Sox podcast, Odyssey Insider, Steve Peralt.
I like Odyssey Insider.
You prefer that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because we still don't have a name for the podcast. It's going to take some time. Obviously, yeah. The Red Sox are still playing, so we're going to finish this postseason out. But I do like Odyssey Insider.
Can I just say, people love you. Like, I'm not just saying that.
That's going to go right to his head.
I know. My dad called me after the last time you were on. He's like, I love that Steve Peralt guy.
Oh, this is going to be my worst appearance, I can guarantee you. Now that I hear that start, yeah. I'm going
to
be terrible.
I just wanted to give you a little pump up.
I appreciate that, Courtney. Thank you. Shout out to your dad.
And I believe that that particular player must be referred to as Kyle from Waltham.
Kyle from Waltham.
Going forward.
Yes. So
thanks to Carabas.
The amount of texts I got last night from reporters being like, you got to break down this Kyle from Waltham thing. Like, what is going on here? So when we on Section 10, anytime we want to just kind of, you know, mix it up a little bit, we'll have a segment like, you know, where is this guy from? And Kyle, he looks like the guy on the team that is most likely to be local. Doesn't he? I mean, doesn't he look like a guy you had a beer with at Cask and Flag?
He looks like every EEI listener in my mind.
And so he looks like the guy that, like, oh, I bumped into him before the game. He's actually a good guy. He's got a good family. And so we were saying that it's Kyle, you know, he's Kyle from Waltham. And that's what we went with. And it kind of stuck. And then I remember MLB tweeting it out with the caption, like, huge, this was a couple weeks ago, huge homer for Kyle from Waltham. And I was like, this is getting ridiculous. The MLB account's tweeting it out. But before the game, I don't know if you guys know Pete Blackburn, but he does sticky puck stuff. And before the game, he had given a shirt from Waltham High, because Pete's from Waltham, gave it to Jared Carrabas, who then gave it to Kyle. And Kyle, I think, said that if we win, I'll wear the shirt after the game in the postgame press.
So we have some audio from Schwartz.
It's very funny.
Talking about a postgame.
Waltham. I guess that's where I'm from, according to people from Boston. I guess Middletown, Ohio is not a real place anymore. I think Carrabas got it, so sent it into the locker room. So I think the first time I saw it was either him or like MLB posted something, and then everyone's asking me like, "What's Kyle from Waltham?" I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "I'm from Middletown, Ohio."
Yeah. Waltham? They're going to have a field day.
But I guess my hometown's Waltham now, so. go Hawks.
Nobody, there is lifetime deal. There is no guy better for baseball in this city than that guy.
Well, especially in moments like last night, the bases are loaded. You get this guy at the deadline. I think that's what killed me, is that when they got Schwarber at the deadline, the expectation was like, oh, well, he's still hurt. We don't know when he's going to come back. Everyone's down on the Red Sox. Give it time. You had to give that time. And he came back earlier than expected and was huge right from the jump. He had a little bit of a slump there in early September, came on hotter later in the season. And now he's hitting bombs every game.
I was that idiot. I'm like, Chaim Bloom, you blew it.
Yeah.
You got this guy. Yankees got Rizzo. You got this guy, and he's not even playing. That's me. I'm the idiot.
Well, I was an idiot, too, but don't you guys all feel like when everybody says Boston's such a tough place to play, it's really not. You get here, you embrace the fans, you play well, and they love you. Like, everybody loves this guy because he's performing, and he seems to be okay with the people here being a little crazy.
Yeah, but he's also, like, got a sense of humor. He has zero problem making fun of himself.
Yeah. I think that's the most important part. I mean, that moment during the ALDS where he sails it over Evaldi and then makes one good toss, which is like one of the easier things to do in baseball, underhand a ball right to the pitcher. Yeah. It's like, yes, I did it. That was incredible. So, yeah, he understands. And I think that's where the Kyle from Waltham stuff comes from. It's like it's like he played locally and then just found his way all the way to the Red Sox. Like, I'm playing for my team that I grew up rooting for.
But that's the thing about this team is there's likable guys on this team.
Oh, a lot.
Right? There's nobody who's unlikable on this, team.
We talk about the cousin from Boston thing, and I know that guy was at the game last night. I think we're all ready to be done with that guy. But
no disrespect to our sponsor, Sam.
Is he really from Boston, though? We got to make sure he's really from Boston.
I tried to Google it. I can't find it anywhere.
Okay.
By the way, Sam Adams not sponsoring the forthcoming Red Sox podcast.
Shout out Sam Adams, love it. It's a great band.
If Sean O'Hanlon is listening, stop that delivery to the home of Steve Peral, please.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, Verdugo embraced that, and he had the cousin from Boston quote after they won the ALDS. And talk about, you know, Curtis had mentioned it, but like, he's another guy that comes over here and is just fully embraced being from this area. He's definitely not from this. He's from California. But still, he looks like a guy and carries himself like a guy that played local high school ball and found his way to the bigs.
Wears a
and
necklace like a guy.
Yeah.
Necklace is huge. Oh,
yeah, but everybody wears those in baseball, man. Yeah. Everybody wants their shine seen. But I think it's the thing you said, Steve, is that it's about if you're playing well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can go from the most hated guy to playing well, we loved you. It happened with them. John Lackey.
Oh, yeah. Great example.
Think about how many people hated him. It happened with my boy David Price. Hated him. Mm. But as soon as
myself included, I did not like him.
As soon as you play well, and I think, you know, a lot of, Greg, you're not just the only one, but I think a lot of people were out on Schwarbs in the beginning. You're like, you get a guy who's got an injury, who plays the outfield, who's never played first base.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately, he's played well. But would you agree that it's more about how you're performing, whether or not we love you or hate you?
Yeah, I think a lot of the flashiness and getting a Red Sox diamond necklace and all that stuff plays way better if you're hitting 300 and you're having some big homers. It's, if you're the guy on the bench that doesn't really play, you're a pinch runner, I don't think anyone cares about your reaction to having the new necklace.
Several texters say the comp on Schwarbs is Napoli.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair. He's and like if you're going to win the World Series, this isn't like a necessity, but you always want guys like this that are going to lead the celebrations and kind of be that clubhouse.
If we had to imagine somebody, should they win, who would be shirtless at Daisy Buchanan smoking a butt,
even though Kike immediately, and if I had his body, I would take my shirt off immediately as well. But he's been doing that in the post game, just taking his shirt off very quickly. But Schwarber, maybe. I haven't seen him do that. He's been actually kind of chill in the celebration. So we'll see.
Can the offense continue the way the offense has continued? There's all these questions, right?
It's nuts. This is silly. I mean, right? Last night was silly. And I know Courtney's there, too. And it's like, really? A grand slam? Like, it's funny because obviously I'm a fan of the team and I love seeing this. But I'm like, when is this going to slow down? This is absolutely insane. They already led all postseason teams in every offensive category. You can go down the list. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're making up stats. Forbes, I think the Red Sox are in first. And all of a sudden, they're still doing it. The thing that helps them a lot is the Astros' starting rotation stinks right now.
Yeah.
They don't have, without McCullers, and we had talked about it a couple days ago, that changes the whole, you know, the whole landscape of the team. So you have Greinke going today, who's barely pitched in the last like 3 weeks, and he had a couple innings against the White Sox, and that's it.
Got to be all over.
Got to wreck him as well, and get to him early like they did last night.
We got to take a quick break. I want to get your thoughts on Alex Cora and E-Rod. What happened last night?
Yeah,
so
true.
We'll get that from Steve Peral coming up here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
WEEI. Here's what you missed on Merloni and Fourier.
Talking to Mac Jones, who joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.
I think getting hit's always fun because it makes it more fun. That's part of the game. And
fun? You're kind of nuts. That didn't look like fun, Mac.
No, hell no.
The best part is getting back up and knowing that you're fine and you can just go out there and keep playing, and it kind of just adds a little bit of competitive juices to the whole situation.
Merloni and Fourier. Afternoons 2 to 6
on Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by Kubota Tractor and Ruit Sibley Equipment in New Milford, Connecticut.
Alex, I was just going to ask you about Eduardo's start and also just what you said to him kind of coming off the mound there.
Don't do that.
And why?
Because we don't act that way. I mean, you know, we just show up, we play, and we move on. And he knows. I let him know. We don't have to do that. You know, if we're looking for motivation outside of what we're trying to accomplish, we're in the wrong business. You know, the only motivation we have is to win four games against them and move on to the next round.
Baseball insider Steve Peralta is here.
Yes.
Sounds better with the baseball.
It does.
Limit.
It does. More up my alley.
I think that's right up
I'm
your
not going
to
give you like hockey info.
Wearing a Celtics.
That is true. So if you need any Celtics info, they're ready for the season. The boys are excited. There you go.
So I got an issue with Alex Cora being as upset as he was last night about this because I think it makes baseball interesting.
Yeah.
I like it. Where do you stand on that interchange? Wiggy was upset that Alex Cora did that in front of everybody, that he kind of embarrassed the player in the form of E-Rod.
The thing I've always loved is the E-Rod and Alex Cora relationship, because it is very much a father-son relationship. It has been for a while. If that's a different player, if that's Nick Pivetta and Cora's going like, no, I'd be a little more surprised because I don't think they have that kind of connection.
Yeah.
But Cora and E-Rod, that's just kind of what it is. And at the game, and this does make it a little tricky at the game sometimes because you don't pick up on this stuff. I didn't know E-Rod even did that. I didn't know he did the watch thing. I don't know if the broadcast even caught it. But I didn't really have much of an issue with it. I mean, Carlos Correa has to be the most hated player in baseball. These guys despise him. And I get back to what Evaldi had told you guys, that a lot of those players rub the Red Sox the wrong way. I think in code that means we hate Carlos Correa. He rubs us the wrong way. Because it's not like Altuve rubs you the wrong way. I mean, Altuve goes out there, he plays ball. He had a terrible game last night, which was awesome as a Red Sox fan. But I had no issue with you struck him out, right? Like, if you're going to hit a homer.
He did it to you.
Exactly. But and he took his damn time at the plate. If you're going to hit a homer, stand there forever. Vasquez is already ready to go talk to the pitcher. It's like, dude, you got to start running. Like, you're still here at the plate. Doing the my time thing, throwing the bat. I think you should normally be able to pick one celebration and go with it. And so for E-Rod to mock it, I have absolutely no issue with it.
By the way, we haven't spoken to you since game two. Where did you stand on that ridiculous fake injury scenario where
that was bizarre with Garcia.
Yeah, where Evaldi has to wait 41 minutes essentially to get out there and pitch again.
If Garcia is actually hurt, which who knows, maybe he is, then I don't understand how you give that much time for the next guy to warm up. Like, I understand he's a starter, Odorizzi, but he's out there. I mean, they had like three commercial breaks before they came back.
Apparently, that's like the ump's discretion. Like, you come in there after an injury, you get as much time to warm up as the ump says you get.
Yeah, and so the reasoning there being that it's an injured guy and you didn't have time to warm up in the bullpen, and then the extra time is because Odorizzi's a starter and they need extra, treatment, so he's got to go out there and throw more pitches. That was very stupid. I didn't like that at all.
People high and low on E-Rod this whole entire time. People wanted to see more out of him emotionally. So we saw that. Are you all in on E-Rod now after the past two performances?
I am
confidence-wise.
No, just because anytime I've ever done that this year, he's immediately stunk. Oh, okay. So I can't.
So you're
like,
more of a jinx scenario type.
Yes. I want to ride the wave of what E-Rod's doing right now. Obviously, a couple of good starts here in huge situations. I mean, the clincher against the Rays and now to set the tone coming back to Boston. But you still don't know with him. I think Eddie is a roller coaster that he would have never wanted this, considering how much money's on the line. He's going to be a free agent. He's going to be the youngest starter in the free agency market. There's so much money for him to make for him and his family. And you got to give him credit. He's going out there and he's dealing.
He turned it around.
When it comes to baseball momentum, is tonight the biggest night?
Oh, it is. Yeah. If you win tonight and you go up 3-1, I don't want to say the series is over, but if you're the Astros, you got to be thinking, like, who do we have no arms. Who's going to pitch? Like, if the Sox come out and they do what they did last night and it's like 9-0 all of a sudden in like the third, fourth inning.
It's over.
It's over. Like, I don't see a scenario where Houston then all of a sudden has, because that if you go up 3-1, that's where the issue is if you're an Astros fan, because we're going to win three straight games with who on the mound? Who's the guy? Like, Zach Greinke can't do it. Odorizzi couldn't do it. He gave up a grand slam the second he came in. Luis Garcia, oh my God, that windup drives me insane. No guy in their right mind. It makes no sense. You don't have to take that long. He's like cradling a baby and then doing like three windups and he throws the ball. Like, throw the damn ball. I love the pitching ninja. I don't know if you guys follow him on Twitter, but he did an overlay of Evaldi's windup next to Luis Garcia.
Greg will not shut up about the pitching ninja.
I
love the pitching
God. It's a great account. I got to meet him out in Denver at the All-Star game, and he's actually a really nice guy. I was kind of hoping that he sucked, but I'm like, damn, you're a good guy too. Ah, good account, good guy. But yeah, it was, that overlay made me laugh because it's like, there's no reason why you should have a windup that takes that long. It pissed me off.
I think the thing that you're looking at in 3-1 in these series, like, and you probably know better than anybody, is that it seems like baseball is the hardest to come back from, because in basketball you could say, all right, our superstar player goes out there and if he can drop 30 a night, you know, we got a hot goalie. But is in baseball, you're talking about who's the starting pitching, and it seems like when bats get hot, they kind of stay hot.
Yeah, well, especially with the Red Sox right now. That's why I'm never trying to be pessimistic, but I'm still always looking around the corner like, okay, when are they going to go back to what they were doing the last week in the season where every first five innings of a game they would score one run max and bats couldn't get going and they had to bank on a Hunter Renfroe three-run bomb just to win 3-2. Those, like, they would bank on a home run to be all their runs in the game. Now everybody's hitting a bomb. I feel like I missed like three homers last night eating Reese's. I'm looking up and all of a sudden Rappy went deep, JD went deep. I'm like, Arroyo goes deep. Like, what's going on here? Like, literally everyone's hitting a home run. But if you're a Red Sox fan, that's what you're confident in, though. Right. Everyone's doing it. So even if a couple guys get cool, they're not all going to cool off at the same time. And I still want to confirm this, but Kike's fine, right? Did you see anything, Ken, on Kike?
No.
Okay. Because he came out on
an absolute heater.
He came out of the game late, and I was assuming that was just because they're up 11-3. But
by the way, you know, we were worried about defense. I mean, unbelievable catch.
That's another thing where I'm like, when is this going to change? Because they were the worst defensive team ever this year. Like, that, towards the end of the season, and Cora would get asked this question all the time, like, how are you going to fix the defense? And he would be honest. He's like, you know, it is what it is. You know, this is what we have. It is what they have. Bad defense. And all of a sudden, they're, you know, turning it up in the postseason. But that happens. I feel like you go down the roster with the Red Sox, they're loaded with guys that aren't worried about the moment. They've been here, done that. They have rings. And I'm watching last night, and I'm just getting reassured with every guy that comes up, even guys that have come over here. Kyle Schwarber's won a ring. Kike Hernandez just won last year, even though it was a Mickey Mouse ring. You have everybody in that lineup has a ring or is, you know, come close to it. Bobby hasn't, but he's barely playing now. And so they're not worried about the moment. They're fine, you know, living up to this scenario.
I got some heat this morning, Steve, for my lead, which I did not enunciate properly. I haven't woken up until like 9:15, so I'm finally here. But in my opinion, if the Red Sox win their next six games, they will have five World Series in 17 years with three different managers, four different general managers, but the same ownership group. In my opinion, that is a better, more difficult achievement than the Patriots winning six with Brady and Bill.
That is a take right there. I will say that.
It is a take.
The biggest part of that in your favor is the amount of people that have come and gone. Like, that's, if you're going to look back at the Patriots thing, and this is getting worse by the week when it comes to who you're picking between Brady and Belichick here. But my goodness. But if you're going to look back at it that way, then I do understand, especially when you look at the GMs that have come and gone. And they change their, you know, the mentality of the front office seems to change every other year, too, where it's like, we're going to spend, we're not going to spend, we're going to find some hidden gems. So if you win that many titles in that span, it is fair. I would, at that, the second you said that, I'm like, yeah, they should just do that. Win six in a row, right? Yeah. Like, don't mess around. Let's just get the next two and then sweep the World Series.
You win this one tonight, and then you come back with Chris Sale.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's crazy that we're like, oh, no, Chris Sale's
going to
be on the phone.
I know, but there's no other option, right?
I was thinking, and I don't think Cora's going to do this. Eovaldi would have pitched last night an inning, which surprised me. I was just hearing Cora talk on MLB Network before the game. He was going to have Eovaldi pitch an inning if it was anywhere near close, and obviously he didn't have to do that with the blowout. I was thinking have Eovaldi, if you win tonight with Pivetta on the mound, have Eovaldi in game five and just try to shut this thing down.
Yeah. Oh, Eovaldi and Houck?
I would love it.
You said start Eovaldi?
I would start Eovaldi, yeah, on short rest. But I just don't know if Cora would do that. I mean, he's the biggest reason to say he would is he constantly says, and I agree with him, win today. We'll worry about tomorrow. Like, let's win this game, figure out the next couple days as we go along. And that's what all these guys, whether it's the rotation or the bullpen, they all have that mentality, which I love. They don't give a damn when they pitch. They're like, yeah, give me the ball. I'll take it.
Would you like that move, though?
I would, because Eovaldi's done that before, and he's done it in the postseason. He's done it at the highest level. But let's say you lose.
Right.
Now you got a major issue. You're probably going to have to start.
You have Sale maybe in game six.
And then Erod start in game seven out in Texas.
Yes. And that place would be going absolutely ballistic. So, right. But that again, that falls back to the win today mentality. Of course, there's some risk involved with that, which would be not having Eovaldi start in Houston.
But see, could you maybe flip it the other way and go, Tanner, Houck, you start him, and you have Eovaldi ready to go in the bullpen for an inning or two.
That's not crazy.
That's not wild. I think that could happen.
And
then you could save him for Houston if you lose.
Yeah, if you lose, you can have him ready to go.
I don't hate it, Wiggy.
That's why I was an all-city catcher, Curtis. All-city, Boston, all-city, don't forget it.
Everyone knows when you're an all-city catcher, you're also a really good manager for the Red Sox. Right. It's the same thing.
East Boston High, 1993.
By the way, Christian Arroyo taunted you to Bradfield yesterday. You want to hear this real quick?
Yeah. Hey, Wiggy, this is Christian, man. I just want to say thank you so much for knowing so much about baseball, brother. I appreciate it.
There you go. All-city catcher. I was all city. And I think.
Which city?
Boston. Boston City.
Us City.
Right? And so.
Did you build this city?
No.
It's Wiggyville.
I didn't build this city. I should have. But I think that might be the way to go if you get to that game where it is 3-1.
Yeah.
And now you have Eovaldi for like an inning or two when you could still have him for game seven.
By the way, Wiggy was the greatest homegrown athlete prior to Kyle from Waltham.
Yes. Yeah, no, yes. I fully agree with that. One of my favorite things is just stealing people's points. Wiggy, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to say it's not from you. I'm going to be like, I came up with this idea where Houck should start. Eovaldi gets a couple innings. I don't hate that. And I think, obviously, you don't want anyone else than Alex Cora managing this team for who they have as pitchers, whether it's the starters, the bullpen. He is in a position to have these guys ready to go, regardless of what the situation is. So I'm not that worried.
All right, Steve Peralt is here talking baseball. We have tickets to give away for tonight, which we will do before the show ends. In one half an hour, so keep listening to win those tickets. And here is Cannon, what is trending?
The Real Post Game Show, this Sunday after the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
October is Subaru Loves Pets Month. Find out how you can help return the love pets give to us this month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Schwarber, go ahead.
No, I say I feel like I should be the co-host of Stevie P's Diamond Dogs.
Yeah, no, yes, we got you.
Yeah,
we made a great
job.
Point
you
there.
Keep soaking it in.
Yes. All right, well, I got a name. We Stevie P's Diamond Dogs. I could be a co-host.
Oh, I kind of like that.
I want merch. I want some good merch.
Yeah, the Diamond Dogs. We can come up with a lot of good ideas.
All right, I'm ready. All right, we found our co-host. There we go. It's done.
Maybe Stevie P knows the stats on Schwarber on 3-0 counts this year and in his career. There was some discussion about this.
Like postseason, what was he, like 1-for-8 or something?
I don't know. Apparently he's terrible, and he talked about it a little bit in the postgame.
I think I'm a really bad 3-0 hitter. I really do. I think I don't know if I even have a hit in my career in a 3-0 count. That might be my first one. But, the thing was, you know what? We got guys on the pond. Let's be aggressive here. You know, like we're wanting to get after these guys. You know, we want to be aggressive, but be aggressive to our pitch.
How can you not like this team right now?
Self-aware. God. Love it.
I was never given the green light when I had 3-0 in the little league.
They're like, please walk him.
Do you think that's was that a Cora decision or just Schwarber's, I'm going to swing if it's a...
Green light. You got the green light.
Yeah, it seems to always vary there. If it's a guy like Schwarber, just let him decide if he wants to swing or not. It has to be a pitch that you can handle, and then boom, he did.
Gave him the green light, Curtis.
Don't get too cocky. 19-8 Yankees, Red Sox, back in 04. You know how that turned out.
Superstition-wise, maybe Dusty Baker ought to change up the color of the gloves.
Yeah. It's like he's about to murder someone.
Speaking of Dusty, here he is after.
Yeah, I mean, they count as one. You know, they count as one. You know, we come back, win tomorrow, the season's, you know, the series is even, you know. So, I mean, you don't like it. I'm not very happy about it. But, I mean, you know, you got to flush this one because you can't bring this one or the last one back, you know, to tomorrow. And so, like I said, you don't like it tonight, you know, but the sun's going to come up in the morning.
Sun is up.
Right. But he is right, day. Though. He is
the
right
sun
tonight.
Did come up. He nailed that.
But tonight is huge. 2-2. Now it's like it's a whole different mentality for both teams.
Biggest swing game is tonight.
808, your first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Pavetta v. Greinke. Also news from the Yankees. They have re-signed Aaron Boone as manager. 3-year deal.
Wow.
Oh God.
This is not being received well by Yankees fans on social media that I've seen.
Back to Boone.
It is so great. Yankee fans are apoplectic. They're crying. This guy from Barstool said he's no longer Tommy Smokes.
Oh,
disputed.
Tommy Smokes.
He's done. The team no longer cares.
They're also talking new extended deal with 83-year-old John Sterling I saw yesterday, Curtis.
Actually, he's not going to be doing nearly as many games.
No, part-time. Not as many games. Obviously, that'll probably lead to less confusion when it comes to actual home runs
There goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. That is gone. Oops. Out of the ballpark.
Nope,
it isn't. A Stantonian home run.
Uh-oh.
Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
You think he gets specific innings?
If I played for the Red Sox, that would be my walk-up music. It would just be that blown highlight.
Well, what'd I do wrong?
What did I miss? Oh, that's so good. It's funnier every time. I love that.
Titans beat the Bills on Monday Night Football 34-31. It's Jets week, officially, and 6.5-point favorites are Patriots over the Jets. And they're only now two back of the Bills in the division?
Yeah, let's get through this week. This should be a blowout or a game where you win by double digits. We get through this week, and then now it's the Chargers. Let's see what you are against them, and that could get you to where you need to be.
That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
I still like to get greedy here and put up a little two spot here from JD.
0-1 to JD. Pitch. Slider. Drilled to left. Way back.
Ask and you shall receive, Mr. Maloney.
We got to give tickets away for tonight before we end the show this morning. So, and can we take, there are some that are bothered by the ninth caller because they don't have time to call. Can we go deep with that? Can we go like 25th caller or something like that?
You should go 21, your number.
Oh, yeah. Can we go 21st caller? Is that all right?
Yep, that's fine. You're the boss.
Okay. 617-931-0937. Be the 21st caller right now, and you will be there tonight at an electric Fenway Park. Courtney and Wiggy and Steve Peralt, who was our guest there last night. And that ballpark, does it get better every night? I mean,
I'm going to be honest because I like to kind of grade the Fenway atmosphere. I love just being a part of the atmosphere, being a part of the people. And I think nothing's going to ever top that wild card game against the Yankees because it's the perfect scenario, right? Mm-hmm. It's a game seven immediately against the Yankees.
I'll tell you what, I don't want to jinx anything, but you have the opportunity to close it out tomorrow night, a 5 p.m. start
to go to the World Series,
and this city will be shot out of a cannon.
Yeah. I flipping over cars.
5 o'clock. You clinch that thing tomorrow night.
Get out of there at 9. Yeah.
Is there a danger in getting ahead of ourselves? They're only.
There is. Okay. There is. Because this is radio and you can clip it. Okay. But so we'll just cut all that.
I also, but with the atmosphere last night, I heard that they were muting the Fenway atmosphere during the broadcast last night.
That.
And I think it was all the F. Altuve chants that were loud and proud. I think they might have had to do it there.
I do wonder how you mute chants. Well, I know Fox, my goodness, they put a broadcast together, I must say. When you're at the game, obviously, you can't really tell. There's cameras whirling around Fenway left and right.
They're running down the sideline.
Yeah, it's nuts.
They should just pipe in the Let's Go Brandon.
Yeah, they could.
I don't know how you mute the... well, I guess they have a lot of those...
They have a bunch
like,
of different channels that they can mute.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The background noise. Yeah.
You're watching the ALCS, it's just dead silent. Like, what's going on?
So many people were telling me. They were like, it seems like it's kind of quiet.
That's really weird. You got to just let that roll. Let that roll.
I really do think if you haven't been to a baseball game, and I've said this before, the experience in sports... Going to a baseball game, like, I don't know how long the game was last night, but it felt like it was 2.5 hours, 3 hours being there.
Yeah.
Now, the experience on television is different, but it at a baseball game is the best viewing experience possible.
I feel like you'd be a postseason guy, Wiggy, but you're not at these games. What's the deal?
I go when I could go.
Okay.
I like to go and watch the game. I don't really need to be there and go. And like some people want to go and just the blue hats want to go there just to take a
take the picture, get the IG up there. I am at the big baseball game.
Cool selfie. I like the ins and outs of the game. I had said to a guy I was sitting in the suite with yesterday and watching the game. I go, you know what you don't see a lot no more in baseball? And the Red Sox, and I was telling you, I think they turned two of them last night. You don't see the double play ball. And I was like, is that because of the shift? Psycho Lyons was there. I was asking him questions. About pitches and why they're not going six no more.
Oh, so you were Steve before too.
Oh, I mean, I'm telling you, you were at the game last night.
Yeah,
we was there.
Oh, I didn't know that. Your thoughts on the atmosphere?
I thought it was great.
It was,
and
nuts,
I even stayed till afterwards because I want to take in some of the afterwards atmosphere, and I thought it was. I thought it was an amazing atmosphere from start to end.
Were you outside for the post-game broadcast? Because people were going
that was hilarious.
Nuts around
it. No, it was a jungle outside. I don't even know where they were. What part of the...
It's the old Nessun. It's where Nessun
usually
sets up. Yeah,
they're on Jersey Street. They bumped Nessun over to the side. Not like Nesson's been putting in all these hours the whole season. Like, we're just going to show up with Poppy and A-Rod and take over your spot. But no, that place was going afterwards there on Jersey Street, just going nuts. You got the J-Lo chants going and everything.
I got to get my Dress Greg phrase in one more time this morning. So an individual that would like to remain anonymous made a sizable donation to the foundation in the name of Dress Greg, in which I would wear this jersey today. And the phrase that I had to utter twice on the program, I already did it once, is Chaim Bloom was right, I was wrong.
Oh, there you go.
That is the last time you'll hear me say I was wrong. But in order to raise some money, I will say that again for the second time.
Here's my question for you, Greg.
Yes.
In that donation and in proposing that phrase, doesn't it feel like he has to do it without setting it up with like, and now I have to say this.
If it's not in the directions.
Yes, yeah, you're right.
You probably had to say it naturally.
I should say it organically. Yes. Yes.
But Greg's not the only one. You know how many people were criticizing Chaim Bloom at the trade deadline?
Yeah.
For the more, baseball guy himself.
I was not.
Yes, you were.
I was the only one on the show that pointed out that he had acquired an all-star. You guys
you
were crushing
him. You did say that, but you were like,
I would have preferred Rizzo was a better fit defensively.
Anyone that said Rizzo would have been a better fit, it's like I would have agreed with. I mean, Kyle Schwarber at first, he picked a couple balls in game two, and Arroyo's reaction was hilarious. Like, you looking at the dugout, you guys seeing this? Like,
he just
picked two balls at first.
He honestly makes some good plays over there.
Yeah.
I'm still ready for another throw into the second row.
You're
like on the edge of your seat. Like,
I know.
But so Pivetta tonight, you got what do you want to get from him?
Probably five innings. If he can do similar to what, I mean, Pivetta's already playing with house money considering what he did in game three against the Rays. I mean, that was all-time performance. I don't think we're going to have the same Nick that's having a new celebration off the mound after every inning during this game tonight. But if he can give you five, give you a chance to have, you know, flexibility with who Cora wants to come out of the bullpen instead of having to go to a longer inning guy in the third or fourth inning, I think that would be clutch.
Hmm.
We'll see, though.
Yeah.
I'm ready for Pivetta, obviously, a lot of up, a lot of down this year, so who's to say he doesn't go out there and the Astros are using the E-Rod thing as motivation? Not like they need any more motivation. Also, if you're Correa and you do that, you probably could have assumed that if things go south, a Red Sox player was going to point at their wrist.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's...
And he said he thought it was great.
Yeah. Fans were doing it. Everybody was doing it.
I think the players like the trash talk, and I think you're starting to see, you know, in baseball, more of these guys, their personalities, and getting away from this... You know, old school way of thinking. It's baseball. It's America's pastime. Act like you've been there before. Blah, blah. No, pimp a home run. I love Tatis when he gets home runs. He gets the big chain.
Yep.
I love the home run chain. They're like, that's what sports should be. In the NFL, they're trying to go back to the Barry Sanders, they hand the official the football. No, when I get in the end zone, I want to do a dance. I want to celebrate. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Take your shirt off unless you're wearing some kind of a signaling device underneath it. Carol has won the tickets, I believe. Let's congratulate
Yay!
Carol. Carol, hi.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, Carol.
I am so excited. I was trying to get tickets yesterday. There weren't any.
Wiggy would like to go to the game. I don't know if you have, do you have somebody to go with you, or would you like to take Jay Charles Wiggins?
You know what? I would love to, Wiggy, but my husband might not appreciate that.
Fair.
Just right. two friends going to watch a baseball game.
That's all it is.
All right. I understand. Still.
Where are you from, Carol?
I'm from Milford, New Hampshire.
Excellent. Nice. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the game tonight. Make sure you call in tomorrow and let us know how it goes. All right?
I totally will. Thank you so much.
All right. There Woo. You go.
Go Sox.
All right.
Sox.
I need a prediction from you.
Let's see. What's going to happen tonight? I think there's going to be a lot of runs again. Zach Greinke does not go deep. The bats stay hot. Nick Pivetta, though, I think there's something to be said about when he comes out of the bullpen there, and all of a sudden it's just like, yeah, let's just sling it. Like, I have nothing to lose. He did it in Tampa. He did it back here in Game 3 in the ALDS. Now he's known he's had this start for a few days. That changes your mentality a little bit, knowing you're going to be on the bump in a huge swing game tonight at Fenway Park. So if he can give you five innings, I feel good about it. I got Red Sox. I had Sox in seven before the series started. So I got Red Sox 8-7 tonight.
Oh, wow.
Close game.
Close game.
Close
okay.
game. Good amount of runs. 15 total.
Are you switching up, though, when it comes to
Here's
number?
The thing. One of my least favorite things when people do a prediction like before the season, they're like, well, I'm going to stick with it because I did it before the season. You can change your prediction. It's so stupid. So at this point, I mean, if the Red Sox win tonight, I don't think it's going to take seven. I think they could easily win, you know, in five, which we have my boy Coop, who I hung out with the game yesterday. He listens to the Live BP show, calls in the Live BP show with me and Rob Bradford. And we kind of laughed at him when he said Sox in five because, you know, that would have implied
Borgie
they wouldn't.
Said Sox in five.
Yeah, well, they, he was laughed after, at. Well, he said
Greg
it.
Had Sox in three.
He said it after game one. I love Sox in three for a seven-game series. That's my favorite. But, no, he had said it after the Sox lost game one. I'm like, you really think they're going to win four in a row? But if you win tonight, game changer.
Yeah, it
lets the Astros know we could finish this thing in Boston.
All right, Steve Peralt, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks
we may
for having
have
me.
To have, we may have to have you back here tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I mean, if they win this thing, we may have to have you back here tomorrow
morning. Just keep it rolling. Yeah. You know, rally cups, keep them going.
Right.
And as always, weei.com/podsocks to submit to be my co-host on the Red Sox podcast.
You'll
next
have
year.
To take Wiggy on, though, now.
Stevie P's Diamond Dogs.
Yeah, I'm fine with Diamond Dogs. Where did that even come from?
I don't know. I just kind of made it up as.
Okay.
Just popped in your head.
Cool. I was like, am I missing a reference? I like it. Diamond Dogs.
It's because Wiggy had 12 Diamond Dogs in the suite last night.
Yeah.
No, I have pizza. Pizza and chicken pizza. Fingers.
Okay, that's a good combo.
I'm not a boiled hot dog guy. Like you know, if they were grilling them or frying them, I'd be there all day.
Fried hot dog?
Yeah, like you put them in a frying pan.
I know what a frying pan is.
Yeah, because
you know, you fry them.
If you're at home, how do you make hot dogs without a grill?
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
We'll figure that out after the break.
You fry them.
Quick break. We'll be right back.
Your station for the American League Championship Series. Sox and Astros.
Is it high enough?
Go! Follow every moment right here.
WEEI.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Our colleague Greg Hill from WEEI, the morning show, is here tonight at the game. Front row right behind home plate, too.
Really?
It's good to be the morning, man. You have great seats.
On WEEI.
Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Mama, please don't worry about me. I'm about to let my heart
Well, quick personal note before we end the show, because there are a bunch of you who have been listening to me for a long time and have gotten to know all of my family members through this show. So I just want to mention that my mom, Susan Hill, passed away, and I learned of that during the show this morning. And I know that we have she used to come on the show all the time. She was a everyday listener of this program. And I wanted to mention that before we leave, because I was blessed with having some incredible parents. Even though they kicked me out of the house when I didn't graduate from high school, they were they had an amazing impact on my life. So I want to mention that before the show ends today. And I don't. There's really probably,
sorry for your loss.
Sorry, thank you. Sorry
thank you. Wing. I know you lost your mom.
Yeah, I mean,
recently.
You know,
so
yeah. So just sorry for your loss and your family. You know, my deepest condolences and prayers go out to you and all your loved ones.
And I'm always just so impressed by you. But the way that you did this show today, after finding that out, you are an absolute professional through and through. It's unbelievable.
Well, thank you very much, and I will. But my mom, as I said before, she loved this radio show, loved the last radio show, would call me up and talk about things that she heard on this program right up until now. So, and she lived 83 years old, lived a long, great life. Yep. So wanted to mention that, not to bring everybody down, but mention that before we end the show today and thank her for everything.
Remember the good times.
And good news is for the vast majority of that time, I was not part of the show, so she could enjoy it.
That's why she enjoyed it so much, Curtis.
She did a good job.
Yes.
Yes. What, with me?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're a good father. You got a great career. You said you dropped out of high school, so she did a good job. Yes. You know, you should be proud of what your parents have done for you.
Sorry, Greg. Listen, love you, bud.
Listen, I believe that most recently we told the Little League story. If not for her,
right.
I would have stood there on second base with a urine-soaked uniform, and I would have never covered it with dirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. Right?
So, words to live by.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. And Gresh and Keefe is next. Thank you for listening.
Astros are a bunch of scum. They're cheaters, they're losers.
The home of the Sox fan. Yes.
We don't cheat in Boston. Come here, we win.
Alex Cora's back. We love him. Go Sox!
The exclusive home of Red Sox playoff baseball. WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.